This is the U105 phone-in with Frank Mitchell.
On this programme this morning, a heartbreaking story. The story of baby Carrie. She's buried at Knockbreda Cemetery. She was killed almost immediately after she was born in 2002. Her body was found by five primary school children in Carrieduff. It's now 16 and a half years since her murder and since the police gave her the name Carrie. Was she murdered by her mother, or was her mother coerced into allowing her to be stabbed to death? We talked to the journalist investigating this true horror story. Also, is it ever acceptable to wear KKK outfits close to Halloween, or has a hate crime been committed in Newton Ards? And caught out by the tide at Hollywood. Will your fireworks go off this week? We'll try and get to the bottom of why they didn't read the tides properly. 02890-333-105. 02890-333-105. 077-66-105-105. Now, first of all on the programme, I want to go to the northwest, up to Garva. This incredible incident over the weekend where, you know, you get the vision of this young daughter offering her piggy bank to these criminals who come through the door to wreck and ruin upon a family, and they shoot this young woman's father four times. He's been treated for gunshot wounds and head injuries, and shot in his arms and his legs. I want to speak to the police officer who's investigating this, Chief Inspector Ian McGee. Chief Inspector McGee, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This is sinister. It's incredible. We've these ads on TV about paramilitaries and how they control us, and this is such an example of paramilitary violence, a horrific experience for this family.
Frank, I've been in the police now 19, going on 20 years, and I'm nearly speechless here this morning because here we have, you know, five or six members of a criminal gang turn up at this house. They get the owner of the house, so they bring him downstairs. They do it. They beat him. They shoot him. They have the young girl. She's not a young woman. She's a young girl upstairs. They force her to come down, or they'll shoot her. What she has to hand to help her daddy is her piggy bank, bit of money, and that's what she offers to say, "Leave my daddy alone." You know, they don't listen to her. They crack on, and then at the end of it, she has to run. They take her mobile phone, so she has to run 3/4 of a mile in the darkness to get help. It just beggars belief.
Just describe to us where exactly we're talking about in the Garva area and the surroundings, because this is quite isolated country, isn't it?
Well, it's very much so. It's on the Macara side of Garva, a place called the Curran Lane area, you know. And it is, as you say, it is one isolated area, and trying to get out to it, you know, you would need to know your way around.
The man who was injured, what's his state of health at this present moment?
Well, his legs are broken. His arm's broken, he has got lacerations to the head, and he has got numerous bullet wounds to his legs and arms.
So it's like life-affecting
life-changing, definitely life-changing, yes. The hospital has described him as stable at this moment in time, you know. So he has to get over that, and then his daughter, how she will ever get over that. Because, Frank, you know yourself, your home is your castle. It's where you're safe. And for this to happen to a young person, like I'm a father. I don't know about your situation, but I'm a father. And I can only put myself into that situation as my young fella having to see this. And it's just absolutely unacceptable.
How is this young girl at the moment?
Well, I would say, I haven't actually spoken to her, but I would say that she's not going to be very well, you know, because what she has seen there shouldn't be seen by anybody, never mind a young girl. And she has seen these men coming in with masks on in the dark of night, creeping under the shadow of darkness, coming into her house, beating her daddy and shooting him. You know, I would say that it's going to take this wee girl a long, long time to get over it, if she ever does.
Had this man expressed any fear to the police in the past? Did he say he was worried or concerned about people targeting him in any way?
No, there was nothing like that at all, you know, and that's where, you know, that's where the community come in here, Frank, both pre and post incident, you know. People out there, there's somebody out there knows, people know that their boyfriend, their husband, their son or whatever wasn't maybe where they should have been, or was maybe a wee bit, you know, changed or a wee bit different on Saturday night, you know, and that's where we need those people to come forward and tell us. The police, we will do so much, but we can't do everything. We have got the criminal justice process to go through, and we will do that, and some people think it doesn't work, you know, but this is not the alternative. The paramilitary or the crime gang narrative is not the alternative. Give us the information, we will act on it, and we will do our best to put these people in front of the courts.
It is one thing someone lifting the confidential phone and saying, well, I believe a friend of mine might have been there, and he's not a good guy, and he's involved with the group, and I get a sense that he was there, and they give you his name, and you go and you lift him, and you find some forensic evidence to suggest that he was there, but you need someone to come forward to stand up in court. How difficult is that?
Extremely difficult, and look, I'm not going to back away from it and say, no, you have to do this. I understand, because I'm a member of the community myself, I speak to people, I'm the engagement chief inspector here, I'm in the community all the time. I understand, and I understand that we cannot afford 24-hour protection. What I'm trying to say is here, if the community say that this is not acceptable, the community unite and the community put these people and their activities to the one side and say, no, you're not doing this in our name, stop it. I do believe that even the smallest move forward is a move forward, and we can get this sort of activity removed from the fabric of our society.
And have you any reason to believe that other people in the Garva area are at risk from this gang? Are they targeting people generally? Could they break into almost anyone's home?
Well, I have no information at this time, because if I did, I would be acting upon it. But that's what I say. There's people out there maybe do know, and I would ask them to please. You've got the confidential telephone. It's called Charity Crime Stoppers, 0800 555 111, 100% anonymous. If you know anything, pick it up and let us know.
And is counselling available to a young girl like the young woman involved here? Because it could be weeks before she fully comes to terms with the horror of what she saw.
Oh, very, very much so. And like, we will have specialist teams, you know, meeting with that young girl and supporting her and signposting her in the right direction in order to get her the help which she definitely needs. So I'm talking to you here, Frank, you know, and I'm measured, but I am livid that this could happen in our community. I live up here, and that this could happen in our community to such a 45-year-old man to start with, and also to this young girl. I am furious.
The hard-hitting advertisement campaign, is it going to work, or is there a possibility that these paramilitary types will be saying, you're not going to tell us what to do, we'll do our own business anyway?
Well, you know what? They'll walk about, and the organised crime gangs will walk about and say that, you know. But what I want to do is, those adverts are superb, for they're stripping it back. They are showing, we hear in the news that it's a paramilitary style attack. It doesn't mean anything. Those adverts show what it is. They show the violence. They strip it right back. They show it's inhumane, and it's not the right way to go forward. And what I'm saying is that if it causes debate, it causes people to think, and it may well cause somebody to say, right, it's not my name, and I'm going to let these people know. I'm going to phone the police, or I'm going to phone that Crime Stoppers, and I'm going to let them know exactly what's going on and who's doing it.
Any calls as yet?
Do you know what, Frank? I've been in here since 6 o'clock this morning. I've been doing the radio, and I have not been updated that there have been. But please, if there's anybody out there that knows, think about where you were or what you saw at about 10:30 on Saturday night and suspicious, but at the same time, back it up with thinking about this young girl and what she has seen, and stop it from happening to anybody that you know.
Okay, Chief Inspector, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
That's Chief Inspector Ian McGee of the PSNI, and obviously the police would like assistance in investigating that attack on the man and his daughter in Garva. The police calling for your help on that one.